Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Living the good life, as we try to do. It's time for a great segment here, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello, Adam. I'm doing really well, and hello to all of our cannabis listeners throughout the world. But first, I'd like to tell our listeners about my newly published novel that's called Just Try Me, which is available on Amazon.com. And one reviewer said, they say it's a witty, fast-paced, smart, sexy, suspenseful, and at times erotic novel. So please check out Just Try Me by Paxton Quigley on Amazon.com. And just some quick important news to tell people who've wanted to send hemp and CBD products to their relatives, their mothers and fathers, or friends. Now the U.S. Postal Service, it just announced that hemp and CBD products are legal to mail so long as the products comply with local laws and compliance records are maintained. So, folks, look into it. Go online and you'll find out more information about the new laws regarding sending hemp and CBD through the U.S. Postal Service. And now to our cannabis healing guest. She's going to talk about sleep disorders and what cannabis can do to help with these orders. Now, sleep disturbances are among the most common health problems in America. Some 50, listen to these figures. Americans suffer, and there are like 50 to 70 million of them, from sleep disorders. It makes it the number one reported medical complaint and health concern in the country. Probably know that people use over-the-counter and prescription drugs just to fall asleep, but some of them are highly addictive, and nearly many have bad effects on our internal organs. Meanwhile, scientists and researchers have been exploring ways to improve sleep by targeting the endocannabinoid system, which plays a major role in regulating the sleep-wake cycle. So here with us today is Ms. Sang Choi, and she's going to talk more about CBD and whole plant cannabis, and how it can help with sleep disorders. Sang Choi is a registered pharmacist and the manager and patient counselor at several New York medical marijuana dispensaries called Etain Health. Ms. Choi, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Hi, Paxton. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes. If anyone who's read about the history of cannabis, they've learned that cannabis and hemp have for years been regarded by Western medical experts as containing properties that are actually helpful for sleep disorders.
Correct.
Now, Ms. Choi, can you tell our listeners more about this and how cannabis can be effective today in treating these various sleep disorders?
Sure, of course. So the cannabis plant is a plant that has many different compounds, probably about 480 in total, 60 that are active and that we know about. But the ones we concentrate on right now are the two most abundantly available cannabinoids called THC and CBD. So THC is considered the psychoactive part of the plant, and Z is non-psychoactive. It does not give you a high or anything like that. So we know that the effects of THC, so many effects, but one of them is to help you sleep. It's great for pain. And then we know CBD has anti-inflammatory effects and anti-anxiety effects. So we can use those to help patients sleep. So I work in the medical program. So what I see a lot is patients coming to me with a lot of medical conditions, one of the qualifying conditions in the state of New York. But, of course, existing with these conditions is a problem of not being able to sleep. So your numbers are correct that the National Sleep Foundation states that about 50 to 70 million adults experience symptoms of a sleep disorder, and 30 to 40% of the population will experience insomnia at some point in their life, and about 10 to 15% of adults will deal with chronic insomnia.
That's an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of people who are not having good night's sleep. Now, I want to ask you about human sleeping patterns. They're called circadian rhythms. Can you tell our listeners what that means? And then, of course, how does the endocannabinoid system regulate our circadian rhythms, or is it vice versa?
Sure. So for sleep, there are five stages to sleep. So there's the first one is very short. It's about 7 to 10 minutes, and that's kind of when you're just relaxing and just kind of getting ready to get into your other stages of sleep. The second stage is light sleep. So this is the point where if something was going on, someone could wake you up pretty easily, and you would wake up not feeling, too deep into sleep. And then you have stage 3 and 4, which are considered deep sleep. And this is where, your restorative sleep happens. So this is where you have tissue repair and recovery. And this is where we think that cannabis actually works. It actually prolongs your time in this stage of sleep. And now the last stage is called REM sleep, or rapid eye movement stage. And this is the stage that where dreams occur. You form memories. It helps with immune functioning, and where the brain is at a point where it's trying to find some equilibrium. And that's, I guess, what you're alluding to about the circadian rhythm. So this is, but cannabis actually shortens your time in this cycle.
The last cycle.
Right, the REM cycle, right. And we don't know, long-term ramifications of shortening this cycle. But we know that in conditions such as PTSD, which is a qualifying condition in the state of New York, that it's very, very helpful in patients with PTSD because it shortens their time in that cycle. So especially, and if you have chronic pain, let's say, we know that when you have chronic pain, you can't sleep because of pain issues. So this will also help get you to sleep faster and will hopefully keep you in that deep sleep a little bit longer so that you can sleep a little bit longer. So what ends up happening is, once you start regulating that a little bit where you sleep when you're supposed to sleep, and the next day when you get up, you're not going to have any daytime drowsiness. So you're able to go on without feeling, drowsy and tired, and that's kind of where our sleep-wake cycle starts to regulate a little bit better.
Now, I read that when you smoke cannabis before sleeping, you usually don't dream. I have a friend who told me she doesn't dream.
Yeah.
Is it good to not dream, or is that a fantasy she's having that she's forgetting it?
Well, I mean, I think there is something to that because of the fact that, THC will decrease the time that you would normally spend dreaming. It is true that it does shorten the time in your REM sleep. So now I think that there needs to be more studies done to see the long-term ramifications of shortening REM sleep. I think that the jury's still out on that one, if it's actually good for you or bad for you, or does it have any effect at all. I think that maybe not being able to sleep is a bigger problem than, shortening the REM cycle, because, like I said, in PTSD patients, maybe you don't want to dream because you want to forget those memories that keep playing back and forth all the time in your head so that you're not able to get, restful sleep. But we don't really know, the long-term effects of that.
Now, do you smoke the cannabis before sleeping, or do you take a tincture? What are the ways to do this, and which do you think is the best way?
So, there are many different forms that you can use cannabis. So the first one would be, smoking or, vaporizing. That one would work the fastest. So it's the quickest acting because your lungs are very bioavailable, absorbs the drug very, very well, and it gets into the bloodstream very quickly. You'll probably feel that in about 5 to 10 minutes. So the job of that would be to really help you fall asleep very quickly. And then, of course, everyone has different problems with sleep, right? So you have patients who can't sleep because they just can't fall asleep, and then you have other patients who can't stay sleeping. So that would be really good for someone who needed a good maybe 2 to 4 hours of sleep, but just getting to sleep. And then you have tinctures, sublingual formulations. That would probably kick in a little bit after that, maybe about half an hour to 45 minutes or so, but it would give you a little bit longer duration, so about maybe 6 hours. And then you have oral formulations, so something that you would swallow in a capsule form, an edible, something like that. That would take a little bit longer to work than that, maybe an hour to 2 hours, more or less. And that would give you about 8 hour duration. Those are the products that we actually have in New York. So I can't really speak for other you know, products that are available in other states.
Well, this has really been a most informative discussion, Ms. Choi, and I want to thank you for being on Cannabis Healing. We look forward to having you back, you know, in the near future. But meanwhile, can you tell our listeners how to connect to your dispensary?
Sure. It's etainhealth.com.
Uh-huh. And can you spell that so they know how
sure.
that's spelled out? Because that's a little
sure.
different.
Yeah. It's etainhealth.com.
Okay. Well, again, thank you very much for being on Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.
Thank you so much for having me, Paxton.
Certainly. And listeners, please order my new book, Just Try Me, by Paxton Quigley on Amazon.com. And as always, I want to thank all of our cannabis listeners for tuning in today. Stay healthy, happy, and keep in touch with us on either Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. I'm Paxton Quigley.